Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLK HD.
Rono.
It is a big day on the K92 Morning Thang, the celebration of bad ideas and love. Oh, Antoine, you have no idea.
I have none.
But 8 years ago today.
To this day.
A young black woman.
All right.
Was running late to her own wedding. And that woman clomping around in heels was Monica Brooks.
That was me.
You ran late to your own wedding?
At the Vin War Memorial, running across with my friend Rob. Yeah. We're holding my dress.
Does that surprise you?
Make sure that he's not at the window.
How late?
A little tardy for the party.
How late?
For my party.
How late?
Well, it was about, what would you say, Zach?
It was about a half hour.
Half an hour?
Yeah. Are you serious?
Like that, maybe less.
Maybe less.
And half an hour after the wedding was supposed to start?
Is when
maybe
it started,
a little,
yeah.
But maybe a little less. Maybe 20 minutes. Maybe 15, 20.
Yeah, maybe, says the liar who was late. So, you know, half hour.
Maybe. I couldn't gauge because I was in a hurry.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah. She was running, which was interesting because the way the wedding was set up is, well, everyone was there, you know, okay. At the time we were told to be there.
Yeah. Obviously.
Kind of missing one person. Uh-huh. And the way the windows were situated at the venue.
You could see me.
You could see outside. So you could see Monica running. And it did give you the wondering, the question, is this to or away? Like, you know,
you
I don't
see
know.
Her running.
I was wondering towards the building, clearly.
So everybody saw your dress before you walked down the aisle?
Well, it was in the you know, the bag and stuff, but I was really concerned about the groom being at the window because he was still upstairs with the guys, with the groomsmen.
Well, because he knew better.
He knew he was still up there. But I'm like, where is Jared? Make sure that he is somewhere.
Oh, worry about him.
From the
How
windows.
Dare you?
Well, I was like, fingers crossed, not all of the, you know, the guests see me running, but
no, we
did. Zach, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
or
we
Zach,
wow.
Zach's right there at the window.
It's not like I was the only person sitting alone in the church.
It was just you.
As lone white idiot who showed up on time. So, no, we were all there. Except, all races, colors, and creeds, thank you very much.
Except for the bride.
Yeah.
We made it.
But today's your anniversary,
yes,
I'm guessing.
8 years
there
together.
We go. Look at that.
8 years married.
8 years.
8 years married. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but 12, 13 years together.
Do you still count that? Why would
no,
you count that?
But some people do, but I'm like, yeah, it's been a minute. I think you do just with your wife, because you think about it. You're like, we've been together as a couple for, you know, so many years and then married.
Do you guys celebrate that anniversary?
I have no idea what it is.
I don't remember that one at all.
No.
Yeah, so the only one that you recognize is the
wedding anniversary.
Okay. The official
All right,
one.
That makes sense.
Yep, and Antoine, I celebrate mine on time, but Monica will celebrate hers slightly later, and she's celebrating with a terrible idea this year. Matching tattoos.
Oh, I just kind of tossed it out there, because every year I bring it up to Jared. I'm like, do a little tattoo, and he's hardcore. No, I don't want any. I don't care if you get as many as you like, but I don't want any piercings or tattoos. But I'm like, well, maybe.
I don't desecrate my body. Where are those chicken wings?
But then he does. I said, but yet, if I had tattoos, he's fine with it. He's all right
sure.
with that.
But he
but
does
he
not want.
Care for it.
He refuses the mm-hmm. tattoo, and yet you continually put it out there. You want a matching tattoo.
Because we talked
what?
About it yesterday, the guy that wanted a Tinder date to get a matching tattoo, like
right.
a taco or something.
Yes, he's also an idiot that had the word dude tattooed on the inside
that
of his lip.
That is
so,
true.
Bad example
bad.
To use. Very bad.
So Zach asked a very poignant question.
Yes, he did.
What would the tattoo be?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
See, that's the thing.
It's very important to them, Antoine.
It's very
she
important.
She doesn't know what it is.
I don't know yet.
She's been asking. She's 0 for 7, 0 for 8 if he mm-hmm. doesn't do it this year.
Uh-huh.
And you still don't know what it is.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Here we are on Taco Tuesday. I mean,
oh, it is Taco Tuesday.
It seems fair. Let's
he gets some
and
salsa,
uh-huh.
and I'll get a taco shell. I don't know.
Okay.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
All right, so you need to tell me whose side you're on. I mean, you can text in, too, to 52353. The bride is upset because her family left.
Okay, so the two sides are going to be bride, family.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
Because the bride, she has her wedding. It's beautiful. People are traveling from all over, so she has the wedding at her home.
All right.
Family's there for the wedding, there for the reception.
Okay.
But she has an after party to follow so that she can hang out with her family that have traveled in from all these places.
All right.
But when she leaves from the reception, all her friends and, you know, people, you know, coworkers and stuff, they've left.
Mm-hmm.
The family's right there. Well, they're not there. She's like, where do they go? Her sister had planned a baby reveal, a baby gender reveal party the same day, but didn't tell her. So
ooh.
All the relatives, since they were already in town, they left her after party. Mind you, she did have the reception, but this after party, they left, didn't tell her anything about it, and went to the sister's gender reveal party.
So she was not invited
to
the sister's? She
was not invited. I guess the sister assumed, why would we invite the bride when she's probably going to be tired after her day?
What she should have assumed is maybe I shouldn't try to bite in on this day.
But all the relatives were there. They paid money to travel. So she jumped on that train to say, okay, let's go ahead and have a gender reveal.
How
so
about
they don't
we
have
go
to come
ahead and have
town.
A brunch in the morning after the wedding, the next
but
day.
But they were all flying out the next day. So she took advantage of that party.
I'm on the bride's side, which I did not think I was going
to. Well, are the sides the bride
and the sister?
And the sister,
yep.
So right. Not the family
not the
that
family,
left.
The
See,
sister.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Sister's the worst.
Yeah.
I'm on the side of the bride then.
Oh,
because
but the family, but
because like Zach said, they could have did that reveal the next morning.
They could have, but they were all flying out in the morning. The family, they were leaving out in the morning.
No, and I'll tell you furthermore why. Because a baby gender reveal party is not a necessary occasion. Okay.
It's very unnecessary.
That's a Facebook post.
But at the same time, I could also see the sister side of I don't want to have people fly in. They could.
No one should fly in for a gender reveal party anyway.
Exactly. But if they're already in town and she's close enough that she feels like, okay, this is time for the gender reveal.
Self-absorbed.
My friends
took advantage, tried to steal the thunder of her sister.
And didn't invite her. Didn't tell her anything about it.
Probably a baby sister. Always paying attention to me.
I think, sort of thing. I think that's the thing. If she would have told the bride, if she would have told her sister about it and it still would have played out the way, I wouldn't feel as bad.
No one apologized to her. She was waiting to hear an apology from the family, from her sister, and there's
nothing. All these people stay at her house.
Yeah.
Trash her home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She had everything at her house so that they wouldn't have to pay.
I'm team bride. That family stinks.
On the flip side, there was already a wedding. There was already a reception. Pretty much my responsibility is done at that point. So,
they shouldn't assume.
Yeah. I am not a fan. Don't you ever, whoever's listening, and you get 52353, let this be a little life lesson to you. Never steal the thunder of somebody else's wedding day. Okay? Don't make any announcements at that wedding to have anything to do with you. Don't announce that you're pregnant. Don't get all in your feels and propose to somebody else.
Don't have another party scheduled.
Don't
invite half the guests.
I think that would be that would be a little bit rude. That's
there.
A lot bit rude. Team bride, which I don't think I've ever been.
I know that's
life.
The first team bride.
Team bride, baby. Morning, Zach. Antoine.
You'll see a creature of the damned when you see the horror work of the She-Beast.
Happy anniversary, She-Beast.
Thank you.
Bang, $5,000 in the Secret Sound on the way. Secret Sound, think fast as well. And if you are a teacher, today's International Teacher Day. Today's the day.
And the whole week's Teacher Appreciation Week.
So there's free food today.
Ooh.
In places. You are not a teacher. Stop.
I know, but that's I know I'm not, but that's very nice.
You'll see a creature of the damned when you see the horror work of the She-Beast.
Yep. No, I could never be a teacher. They have so much patience.
No, you could not.
No, they have a lot of patience, and I lack patience.
I think you do fine with the kids. I don't know about the parents.
Yeah.
of said children.
Well, with coaches and stuff like that, too, I think that's a lot of pressure there to try to teach kids and then deal with the parents.
Antoine, she could
intense.
Not be a teacher because one of the most important aspects of being a teacher is taking questions.
Monica does
not take questions
very well.
Two people
get a question today.
You had a class of 26. Only two get to ask questions.
So we will run that down here in a minute where you can get all your free stuff. In the meantime, we have been mocking Antoine mercilessly pretty much since he got here on the show.
That's a fact.
For his undying love. For William Smith.
Willard.
For Wilton Smithton.
Willard.
For Wiltronica Smitherino. For the Fresh Prince. And you do. You love that guy. I mean, you almost spent $40 on a shirt with his face on it. Antoine loves Will Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you love Will Smith. You want to kind of hang out with him? I don't know. Be him?
In my head, we're best friends.
Is he the person you feel like, if he only knew you?
We would be best friends without a doubt.
Okay, you would be boys.
We would hit it off.
$40? Yeah.
The shirt is $30, but then shipping and handling is another like $10. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's $40 all in all.
And is it just his face on it?
It's
something?
A Fresh Prince t-shirt.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and he just started selling. First off, take that tone
like
out your voice.
I feel like you could probably print it off and just, you know, put it on a plain shirt.
Feels like a $6shirts.com kind of shirt, really.
I feel like you both are haters.
The profits, does it go towards a charity or something?
I don't know.
Should.
I trust that they go someplace
he
good.
Doesn't care.
I don't care where the money goes. I don't care.
I'm going to pay $40 for a shirt.
It's $30 for the shirt.
But still, $30 for a shirt. Yeah. If you said $15, I'm like, $15 for a Fresh Prince?
$30 for the shirt and then $10 for the shame. That's the shame tax that goes on top of it.
What's this about Aladdin?
Well, Will Smith is going to ruin Aladdin.
Oh, you're a hater. You are a hater.
And here's why. Because to me, everything Will Smith does
is gold.
Always comes back to the same place, okay?
Uh-huh.
So let me explain. He was on Fallon last night, and I get talking about a song that they're doing in the movie, Friend Like Me, or whatever. And I don't know if this is actually on the soundtrack or whatever, but he was sort of like talking about how the song was coming together.
When I was messing with the music, I had him grab, there's a song, The Friend Like Me, You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me. And he used the drums off of the piece of... Right, standard old school. Well, Alibaba, he had them 40 thieves. Shahrazad, he had 1,000 tails. But Master, you're in luck because up your sleeve, you got a brand of magic never fails. He got some power.
Okay, now, do you hear what I hear?
I hear it. He purposely did that remix. So.
See, there it is.
Now, this is a story all about how my lamp got flipped, turned upside down, and I'm just a blue genie, and I'm sitting some here. He keep it going and be like, just the two of us.
Yep.
Alibaba and the 40 thieves. That man lit it.
I think you guys have a major point.
Yeah. See, that's how I'm right.
I don't agree with anything. Let's not forget Will Smith has Grammys. So he's a very he's a musical mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're on the cover of the Roanoke magazine, is he?
Woo.
I don't think so. Okay. Yeah. But he turns everything into the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
So he's gonna turn the genie of Aladdin into the Fresh Prince. Are you okay with that? Because that's what's going to happen.
I'm perfectly fine with that. I feel like we knew the answer to that question.
Yeah.
There he is. This is a story all about how my lamp got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute to sit right here and tell you about Jasmine and Aladdin over there.
Yeah. If you think about it, he actually is kind of like that. You know, he is living at the castle and stuff. He's staying there because he got kicked out of his lamp. Somebody rubbed his lamp and he's out. Yeah.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
We got a $50 gift card on the way. Don't go nowhere than $5,000, so that's pretty good. Also, Facebook is rolling out a new feature that, not surprisingly, I think is a terrible idea.
You don't like it at all?
No. It's setting you up for failure. Okay. Setting you up to be exposed to your friends just like everything else.
Oh, yay.
But of course, it's about love and privacy and friendship. No. That's coming up in the trending. Today's Teacher Appreciation Day as part of Teacher Appreciation Week.
Mm-hmm.
And then nurses are going to have to get together and get a new week.
They have to move it.
Well, they shouldn't have to share because I like nurses too, but I don't have no list for nurses.
That's true.
We got teachers today.
And then we look into, because we started talking about this yesterday, so I have an article about if your smart speakers are spying on you and planting ads.
They
based on
are.
What you're, so did you get a lot of lube ads yesterday, Antoine?
I did not. We didn't talk about it enough. We only brought it up that one time.
I think they wait a day or two.
Yeah.
They don't pop up like today or tomorrow.
They want to be consistent, right?
Vaseline and everything. So is that actually happening? Some people tested some stuff out. We have free/cheap. I mean, a lot of them are buy one, get one and stuff like that. And all of these are consult your local blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when I tell you about the Chick-fil-A one, because I have no idea. I'm just reading what it says here and then you decide. But don't go blaming me later if it doesn't work. Chipotle is BOGO.
Okay.
Buy one, get one.
Okay.
So Monica's husband is currently applying for teacher jobs everywhere.
Hello.
Just be
a
substitute.
Professor.
Oh, yes, it do be a substitute.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a substitute teacher, it'd be good to go. I don't know if you have to show an ID. Yeah. Valid school ID.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those if you teach third grade?
You probably do.
Yes,
right?
You did. Get in the building and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, even at Brack, we didn't have IDs, so they would print off something saying that we were a teacher/therapist.
So you still have yours?
No, I do not.
They took your ID. Oh.
I see you getting a burrito later. You got another burrito in your pocket. CC's, it's a free adult buffet. This is free, yeah. So that's good. Again, you got to check your local places. McAllister's getting a free sweet tea all week long. Let's see. Buffalo Wild Wings, 20% off. And that's teachers, faculty, and staff for Teacher Appreciation Week. Cheddar's, you buy an entree, you get an appetizer, dine in.
So all I need is an ID.
A teacher ID.
So if I show up and I'm a teacher.
Monica Stammer.
Let me show you my ID.
Give me this. Give me
let me show you my ID. And
this
then I hold
shameful.
It up.
Shameful right here.
All the work they put in, you're going to show it with a hand-drawn picture of yourself.
Free, show your ID, ma'am.
Why don't you write teacher/nurse just to cover everything, just in case. And this says some Chick-fil-A locations are offering some kinds of free food.
Some.
I don't know anything beyond
that. It varies by state.
It varies by everything. Varies by location, varies by street.
Yeah.
So that's the best I can tell you.
Zach Jackson said.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
I am not law.
The morning thing said no. Nope.
Exactly. And furthermore, y'all don't listen to me ever when I talk. So there's no reason why you should be paying attention to me now. But that's it, allegedly at some Chick-fil-A location. It's probably in Sacramento or something like that. Smart speakers, are they watching you? Are they listening to you? Are they spying on everything and then dropping ads in there?
Of course.
I believe fully yes.
All the time.
This article tries to claim no, but I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
They just say no.
Two different couples tested it out for 3 or 4 days. This one couple, they talked about Las Vegas every day and about making plans and wanting to go there. And they said nothing popped up anywhere after that. Even though they have
the people behind it.
You think so?
I think so.
They're just random people. And someone else did the same thing. And places like Amazon say, we do not use voice recordings to target ads, which may or may not be true.
Right.
But it's always listening, and you have 347,000 other random apps that are always running in the background of always.
That's true.
So Amazon could easily say, well, we here at Amazon do not listen to your stuff, but we buy it from this app that is on our service.
That's right.
And listens in. And then it's, you can technically
like,
say that.
They're always listening.
Because there's no explanation for buttress pillows to be popping up in my Facebook. Mm-hmm. No explanation.
Well, I think you're Googling a lot of buttress
pillows. I am not.
You've been Googling something.
I'm not sure.
It's all right.
Don't be slow. Speak counts. Time to train your brain with the K92 Morning Thangs. Think fast.
Pressure's on for Antoine and Monica. Not y'all. Your pressure comes in the secret sound. Pop quiz. We have to get a winner today in the pop quiz.
Yeah, we better.
Oh, man.
I can't even anymore.
After Erica.
I'm not doing any more questions. I'm leaving.
I forgot her name. You remembered.
Oh, yeah. Erica Martinsville.
Mm-hmm. Brand new Anger Diary, 7:15, long movie sabotage. Now we say good morning to Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Monica or Antoine, who would you like to team up with? Rachel.
Antoine.
Okay. Rachel and Antoine, hang on. And that means Mel, it's you and Monica, okay?
Fantastic.
Okay. Fantastic.
Fantastic is the word she used.
Very deliberate here. Rachel and Antoine, Mel and Monica. Excuse me.
All right.
Here we go. Pressure's on. Best of five. I'm going to give you a category, and then we'll give you a letter, and you just have to shout out the first thing you think of that actually makes sense. That is how we play. Think fast. Here we go. Give me a stereotypical dad thing.
Okay.
That starts with the letter F.
Flipping burgers.
What did you say?
Fussing.
Mom? Fussing? Flipping burgers?
At the grill.
You know what? All right, Antoine. Yep.
Antoine?
There's a point for Antoine. I believe flipping burgers came in first anyway.
It did.
And fussing is not a typical dad thing.
Like, oh, what are you doing, son? What are you blah, blah, blah?
That seems like mom thing, so I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh,
that
really?
Is a point for Antoine on that one.
Let's go.
As we go to round two. Tell me a comfort food. That starts with the letter L.
Lasagna.
Lasagna is correct.
Okay.
Lasagna is actually the definitive answer, in my opinion. Mm. That was the one that I thought of in my head.
Oh.
I thought lasagna, too.
Wonderful.
You didn't say it.
It was after you, though.
Yeah,
yes.
So well, that doesn't count.
Calm down.
It's think fast, talk faster, actually, is the full.
Relax over
maybe
there.
Where she gets 1 point.
I know.
She's full of herself.
Teacher/nurse.
Round three. Name a dessert.
Oh, boy.
That starts
with the letter M.
M&M's.
M&M's, I'll count, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. And Monica, though you're nice, is you're not a dessert. So I'm sorry.
Looking like a snack. Yeah.
If your husband buzzed in and he said Monica, I would accept that as a point for Antoine. Okay. We now move. Go round four. Monica needs this to stay alive. Tell me something Grandma used to always say. That starts with the letter... B!
Back
B outside.
Wabby up?
Back it up.
Back it up?
Yes, back it on up. Because Grandma always said, back it on up.
Is your grandma Juvenile, what? The rapper? I'm sorry, the point
back
goes to Antoine. That is a big win.
You got to get a hit of Grandma in the store. Back it up.
Back it up.
Back it on up. All right, well, that doesn't count. Fine.
It does not.
Nope, I'm sorry. It does not.
Back it on up.
Congratulations, up. Antoine. You
Thank
are
you.
The big yes. winner. Here on the K92.
Rachel
gets her choice if she wants that $50 gift card to Sherry's Berries or $50 Pro Flowers.
Yep. And a special shout out to Monica's grandma.
Grandma sometimes will say that.
Grandma used to always say, drop it like it's hot.
Yeah, grandma can still drop it. Back
grandma
it
doing
up.
It for the 99 in the 2000s.
Yes. What's up, child?
Back it up. That's what grandma said.
Yep. Grandma used to always say, back that thing up, baby. Monica Brooks did a terrible thing.
Terrible thing.
I know. You're like, we'd name it. Which like, one?
What's new?
What happened?
I'm amazed that this even happened on any level.
What?
But Monica did what I am told is a very, very terrible job at mowing the lawn.
According to her husband. But yesterday, and on top of that, I had a great workout, went to the gym.
Okay.
Get home. I said, all right, I'm going to mow.
And you were going to mow the lawn.
Yeah, I did.
I'm kind of surprised by that, too, with you, Zach.
I have a hard time visualizing it. Like, Antoine, I can't picture her yanking that cord.
Oh, yeah, but
I can't.
I did.
How do you get to pull it back because your arms are so short?
I have to turn to the side.
She stands on the lawnmower.
I have to turn my body to the side and really crank that. So
don't make me play.
I know it was coming. She set you up.
It's tempting.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I have to really pull the.
Okay.
The
because
cord.
You do have short arms.
I'm a shorter person.
So
yes,
I do. I picture
right, yeah.
a T-Rex trying to start a lawnmower.
Oh gosh. No. No, but I got it going. I could do it. I'm like.
I don't know. I just
strong
don't.
Strong woman. I can I mow. Either.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you can.
I just don't
can't
see you.
Picture you doing it.
I can't see you as a yard work type of person.
Uh-uh.
I just don't see it. Like with gloves or anything.
Well, Antoine, she did it terribly, is what we're told. Missed a lot of spots.
Jared walked outside with his beer. He's like, oh, gosh.
Patch Adams.
And I said, what is it? Let me stop the mower. What is it? He's like, there's a patch right there. You're missing the patches. It has to go in a line, make it the straight lines.
All right, well, that sounds like a lot of talking for somebody that ain't mowing the lawn.
I know,
that's
and I said,
too.
Exactly. And I said, am I getting it done? Yes.
Well, sort of.
There were maybe a couple hairs sticking up, but come on, I can pull them out.
My wife told me what. She said, I'm going to start mowing the lawn. It's good exercise.
It is exercise.
Yeah. And I sat back and I said, I'm going to wait for this moment. I want to see when this is actually going to happen.
Oh, so she didn't.
Well, we're at about 15 years and running right now. I'm waiting for that moment to actually happen.
Oh,
and I'm sure for the perfect day.
She'll be like, oh, but you like it.
Sure.
You enjoy it. Ugh. So if you enjoy it, she's going to take it away.
I hated it.
I don't think anybody. Well, I'll take it back. I'm sure there is somebody, but I don't see how you can enjoy mowing the grass.
Ugh. Antoine, I stepped in poop and gum yesterday while mowing the lawn. Yep, not a fan at all.
No.
So, Monica, if you want to come over and do a sucky job at my house, you are more than welcome to.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Yet another terrible idea by Facebook. Because they can't be trusted.
They are full of them lately.
Ugh.
But we already know this.
I know.
So either just get off of it or stay on.
Well, they've launched. Just don't
Thank
do
you.
This thing.
Thank you, Monica.
Yeah. So they've launched a new dating feature because now, again, they're talking, oh, we are just here to put people together. That's what it is. So Facebook dating is now a thing. And they have a secret crush feature. So you can fill out 9 of your Facebook friends whom you are secretly crushing on.
Oh, God.
9. A lot. And then if you're both on Facebook dating and you both list each other as a secret crush, you'll get a notification. Otherwise, it stays secret. Secret. The place that can't hold anybody's information ever
that
for
list,
secret.
That list is coming out on Thursday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to know that you're lusting after your second cousin and how you going to feel about that. That's going to be very embarrassing.
Twist.
Yeah, the whole thing is just, or you're going to get a notification and then start freaking out and pining over who this person is or could be or all these things. But again, they have not been good protectors of information so far.
No, not at all.
So I'm going to pass.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
Facebook to give a comparison, it's like we're all going to a restaurant that keeps giving us salmonella. But we keep going.
Yep.
We keep going once a week. We still go.
We're addicted.
Get food poisoning. And then we go, where should we? Oh, you know what? We should eat at Facebook again.
Number two.
Oh, man. This is very exciting to nobody. The royal baby has arrived.
Yes, that's right.
I bring this up, though, because they still do doofy things like this. This is the guy outside Buckingham Palace.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
But this is his job.
Oh, yay! Buckingham Palace.
Yes.
Proudly announce the birth of a newly born royal baby boy.
The royal
the
baby?
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
He sounds
God
out of breath.
Save the Queen!
Yep, there he is.
I like that.
You do.
Uh-huh.
You want that,
don't
you?
I was the one to do that at Louis Gale.
You want that.
I was the one to do that. Hear ye, hear ye!
The royal baby!
The royal baby!
Has arrived!
Someone outside of Roanoke Memorial. Hear ye, hear ye!
Yeah, we don't know the name. No. He's seventh in line for the throne, so he's got a lot of killing to do in order to get to the top.
Real Game of Thrones over there.
I know.
You know, when you watch Game of Thrones and they sit there and they fight over the throne, if you're in the royal family now, do you kind of feel like a bit of a loser? Like, historically, you're historically a big old wuss. Because y'all don't really have any power.
No.
And they just sit back and chill.
You just have to
wait.
You're
still royalty, though.
Hmm?
You're still royalty.
You are. So I guess if you really want the lazy, awesome portion of royalty, it's the best job ever. But think of it. Historically, if any of the previous kings and queens or whatever came back to today, they would look and be like, wait, y'all, you just sit there? Like, you're just doing this?
Chilling out.
Yes.
Like, you're supposed to be the king, man. Get in there. Chop some heads off.
Like, no. We're just going to play video games today.
Well, we can only hope that this royal baby is the ruthless killer that we're all looking for.
Number one.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, it's top trending.
Oh, gosh.
And first, I am not giving any advertising to the cup people at all. Because that company has received over $11 million in free advertising in the last day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because on last week's episode of Game of Thrones, they actually accidentally left a coffee cup on the table here in medieval dragon fire-breathing time.
It was an accident.
Was it an accident, or was it one of those, like, let me just stick this in here and make people talk?
No, they said it was an accident. The writer said it was not supposed to happen.
I mean, look, this coffee place has locations everywhere.
They
so
do.
Let's not rule out Winterfell in the north on Game of Thrones. It's cold there. They need warm coffee all the time. But, $11.6 million in free advertising. Ooh. You got to wonder. So I got this list because it makes sense. Because now that Avengers is over.
Uh-huh.
And Game of Thrones is almost over.
Yep.
It almost feels like we have nothing to look forward to.
I agree 100%. I was thinking about that the other day.
Well, guess what? We have plenty of things to look forward to because I have the list of a bunch of huge movies that are coming out this summer that I had kind of forgotten about.
Okay.
And you have Stranger Things on TV, which is 4th of July,
which
is just, man, sorry, I'll leave a cookout to go watch that thing.
Exactly.
Well, anyway,
it's not that exciting.
The number one most anticipated movie of the summer is the new Spider-Man movie.
I'm excited to
see
it.
Which, by the way, the trailer does spoil Avengers for you, so don't go watch that unless you want that. That's July 2nd. You've got the Lion King movie.
Yes, yes.
What was that?
I know.
It makes me so happy. That was my giddy happiness. If only Will Smith was in that movie, then it'd be a perfect movie.
Lion King. I don't know. Are you excited for it?
Uh-uh. I think that one and Aladdin are both going to be disappointing.
I think we should move on.
We all know that the thing to be most excited about is, of course,
the royal baby! Oh, yay!
Oh, yay!
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear diary, why do I sabotage myself? Why do we all sabotage ourselves? We know what we're doing is stupid. We know how it's all going to end, and yet we do it anyway. For example, I don't watch a lot of movies. I like movies, I just don't seem to make the time to watch them. And I can fill this story full of excuses like, I'm too busy to watch movies. But that's a lie. Everybody who says I'm too busy is a liar. Now, I have no doubt that you have stuff going on. We all have stuff going on, but we don't fill every second of every day with meaningful stuff. I mean, I'm sitting here writing this anger diary, but I also just spent the last half hour procrastinating and farting around on the internet. Oh, and I played Candy Crush for 45 minutes yesterday. So yeah, I'm not impossibly busy, and neither are you. So don't ever give me that "I'm too busy" excuse for anything, because I know you're really just saying, "I don't really want to do that for you." Anyway, back to the movies and how I sabotage myself. Because I sit down and think, maybe I'll watch a movie. And then I say,
"Oh, but a movie is like 2 hours. I don't have 2 hours to watch a movie. I'm too busy. I need to watch something shorter, maybe a half hour." Yeah, 4 episodes of Saved by the Bell later, and I've spent 2 hours watching absolutely nothing of value. And I could have totally watched that movie instead. And I knew this was going to happen from the start, and yet I did it anyway and totally sabotaged myself. Why? It's the same sabotage we all do when we do something like skip the gym. Mm-hmm. Our brain just keeps repeating over and over, "Skip the gym. Skip the gym. You'll be so happy you did."
And then, like idiots, we skip the gym, knowing full well what happens next. Our brain keeps repeating,
"Oh, why did we skip the gym? Why did we skip the gym?"
Sabotage! And we knew it was gonna happen from the very beginning, and yet we do it anyway. Even knowing full well the times we actually go to the gym, we feel so much better afterward that we actually went. But I can promise you, even knowing this, we're all gonna do it again anyway. Yep. And again. And again. And again. So fear not, Zach Morris, AC Slater, Kelly Kapowski and the gang. Mm-hmm. King Stupid will be there wasting away hours with you very, very soon. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.
Guess our brains messing with us.
Next thing you know, here I am.
When I wake up in the morning, I don't have time for anything.
AngerDiary.com. AngerDiary.com. You get every anger diary in the history of everything. That was anger diary number 539. First one was Saved by the Bell in it, so there's that.
If you see a man in your neighborhood standing on the sidewalk, handing out little cups of water while you're running by, that, my friends, is Antoine Terrell.
I haven't done it, but I want to do it.
It'd be funny.
Yeah.
Only you gotta have somebody filming it somewhere secretly. Run. Antoine has a lot of runners in his neighborhood.
Yeah, a lot of people like always running, kids, adults, dogs, always running up and down the hill and stuff.
And
so
you feel like you should be out there with little cups of water, like
just
at the races.
Here you go. Just to show appreciation that they are trying to put themselves in a better health position.
That would be kind of weird.
Oh, it'd be very weird.
Kind of weird. It'd be like, do I take this water? I am a little parched.
What's the difference of me handing out water when they're running and a little kid setting up a lemonade stand? Same kind of dangerous.
I don't know. Well, when it's just a solo man just sitting there, you have no stand.
Right.
You just have water. All right, lemonade.
I'm going to get a table.
There's no thing. 25-cent mark. No.
With an E backwards and everything. Yeah, those are all the things. Yes, because, Antoine, there's a phrase called the innocence of youth. I have never heard the phrase "the innocence of a random adult standing around."
Okay? With cups of water.
Exactly. Yeah. Never, not once. But I appreciate your enthusiasm. Uh-huh.
In my head, it's those little triangle cups that you get for like water coolers. Thin paper.
I hate those cups. Those are the single worst cups on earth. Because you can't set them down. Nope. Ice cream cone.
Nope, you gotta take your sip right there.
Uh-huh. That is it. Or carry it around like a dodo.
Yeah. Can't carry it around.
And that cup immediately starts to disintegrate. I mean, it's
immediately.
It's made for a sip.
But it starts leaking through your hand almost immediately.
You hurry up and take that sip and go.
Again, it's not even a cup. It's an ice cream cone. Mm-hmm. No one pours liquid into an ice cream cone.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. The K92 Morning Things, let's be honest.
It's one of those things where relationships get so messy.
They do.
And then when they end and you still got to deal with people and you got new relationships, I'm always very fortunate that I don't really have to deal with that.
Yeah, it can be a headache. Oh, it's stressful, but you can also make it work.
Yes, you can. So let's see if we can make it work. We say good morning to Not Lisa. She would like to remain anonymous. Hello, Not Lisa.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing all right. Let us know what your situation is and we will see if we can help you.
Yeah, so my boyfriend's ex-wife is just trying to make us miserable all the time. And, you know, pretty classic situation, I guess you could say. I was the other woman because when we met, he was still married, although I had no idea.
Okay.
And,
but he was married
not
when
separated,
you met him.
But married.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was about to be separated, but yeah.
No, they kind of all say that, though, don't they?
Uh-huh.
I'm about to be separated.
I didn't know. So, but regardless, the marriage is over. It's been over for almost 2 years.
Let me ask you this question. When his marriage ended, was it a situation, did he end his marriage, or did it end because she found out about you?
I mean, he told me it ended, but, you know, okay. I don't know 100%.
All right.
But,
that's fine. Okay. So, I mean, I guess that's a messy situation. I can see there being anger there. But again, it always comes down to, look, why do you want to be with that person anyway? Can we all just move on and be done with that? So what's going on?
So that whole thing. But he allows her to still have a key to her house, which, you know, he's trying to be cool and open with her.
Okay.
And
do they have children together?
Of course. They have two kids together.
All right.
So,
well, that's why.
I'm stuck with her. But last week I was enraged. I came home from work and she's in our home, in our basement, looking through boxes. And she said that she couldn't find some paperwork and thought it might be there. But I just think it's just there's no boundaries. You know what I mean? Like, they have two kids together. So I know that means, you know. It's the situation I inherit, but she's rude. She doesn't allow the kids to talk to me. The oldest is 12. He won't even make eye contact with me.
Well, he's old enough to make his own decision on that, though.
But still, if he's influenced, I guess.
She's really crazy.
The key thing I am not on board with. If you don't live there, you don't need a key.
You don't need the key.
Regardless, you wait till your ex-husband or whomever's home to let you in.
Or does he feel so guilty that he's like, okay, you keep the key? And I know they have two kids together, but that's still, you can't.
Right, because I guess you could argue, oh, we need it for the safety of the children, but then they could just have a key.
Yeah, if she can keep the key, then give her the house. Because, no, she doesn't need a key until
she's
she
in the house
live.
Without telling you, that's a big problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like it was just, it's too much.
Yeah. But they seem like they get along at least a little bit. I don't know if he's giving her a key.
Yeah. So do they get along?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, yeah, everything's like, I mean, I think she still loves him. So I think she's still, you know, fishing for something.
I don't know. I mean,
really getting to me.
To be honest, let's be honest, I feel like there are two sides to every story. And I don't necessarily believe this. Oh, she's crazy and she's out to ruin our lives all the time, always. Do you feel like maybe you are playing a role in this?
In what sense?
Just trouble, drama.
But what?
I don't think so. I think she's just there. She's just in a relationship.
If I was in her situation, I would not feel comfortable with her having a key. I wouldn't. I'd say, I'd be thinking that he's trying to either still lead her on, or either he's really trying to, he doesn't want to pay so much in spousal support or something. I don't know.
I think everything else that comes along with it, like the kids and all of that, that's going to happen with the position that Not Lisa's in, dating somebody who has kids with somebody else. Like, that's going to happen.
A 12-year-old, he could have it.
Yeah. But the key is the thing that, like, yeah.
But I will say this. If I put myself in this other woman's shoes, this ex, okay, and I think to myself, my marriage was ruined by cheating, this is the mistress. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would expect my children to not be super cool with that person either.
Right. Well, I get that.
Yeah,
well,
they're really young too. But, you know, I mean, but also from my perspective, I didn't know. I got myself in this situation. I fell in love. It just is what happened.
I'll take you at your word on that. Let's take a quick break. Let's see if people can offer some sort of advice. The key is, it seems a bit much, but I don't know if this one feels like two sides to every story type thing. So let's do this.
The K92 Morning Things. Let's be honest.
We bring back Not Lisa dealing with ex-wife drama.
Mm-hmm.
So, drama that started out of cheating. So hi, Not Lisa. Oh, sorry. I put her on hold by mistake. Okay. Are you there, Not Lisa?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you live with your now boyfriend?
Yes.
And the ex-wife has a key to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the house she used to live in?
No.
Okay. All right. So new. I don't know.
Oh, it's a so it's a new house.
Okay, it's a different house. Yeah. And he said, "Hey, I'm in a different house now. Here, ex-wife.
He
here's my key.
If the kids are there.
Nope.
On the weekends.
Nah.
Well, why was she? But still.
Okay. Let's get Mary in here. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
What's on your mind, Mary?
I feel like she's kind of reaping what she sowed. I mean, she was the other woman.
Yeah.
And I think she feels a little bit intimidated because if he can get there and cheat on his wife with her, you know, what makes her any different, you know?
Yeah.
So I think she's feeling a little bit kind of like, okay, this could easily happen to me. So she's just feeling kind of, I guess, worried. That he's going to end up, you know, sleeping, you know, or being with his wife again.
Yeah, but you get that once a cheater, always a cheater situation, definitely.
She's insecure with it.
Mary. Okay. Now, Not Lisa, you say, I didn't know. I had no idea he was married. You had to have found out at some point, unless he said, hey, I got news for you. I was married and now I'm divorced. Like that, it couldn't have been like that.
Yeah, no, I did find out. I actually posted a picture of us on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And a mutual friend messaged me and was like, what are you doing? You have to take that down. And I was like, what do you mean? And that's how I found out.
Okay. So, so he was cheating.
Yeah.
I mean, does that not bother you at all? That
part
of this?
Of course it bothers me. I mean, we had a huge fight about it. But, you know, he explained to me the situation, how unhappy he was, and that he was going to get divorced.
They all say
that. And he did. But he did very quickly. I mean, people dragged this out forever, you know?
Yeah.
So it was quick.
It's just when it starts with that. Yeah.
It's something with the guy right there, yeah.
That's the problem. Kayla, good morning, Kayla.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, what's on your mind, Kayla?
So I am pretty familiar with this situation because my dad left about 5 years ago for the other woman.
Okay.
So, but I agree with Lisa. I would not want anyone else like that to have a key to my place, even if there's kids.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect there to be more of a hideaway key, and then in certain situations, tell them where it is.
Yeah.
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 Just in case of emergencies, because even though I don't particularly like my dad's person, it's a little different. I'm just glad they're not in this area, so I can say that on the radio.
Yeah, but I think now, Lisa, you really need to talk with your boyfriend about what did he say to make her feel so comfortable. To have a key, to be in your basement.
Because to refresh, she did come home, and the ex-wife was in the basement looking for some stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, but maybe he didn't say anything. Maybe it does go, because somebody else said something about the kids. So maybe it does just go back to the kids. She goes, I need to have access to my children whenever I need to see them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So maybe he felt pressure.
He felt like he needed
to do
that.
She's in the basement looking for paperwork.
Now,
I think that you can wait.
I think we should all point out as we sit here and argue, this guy, he's the one that created all of these problems.
Did.
Okay.
Yes. He is
in
the key.
Every
that's what I'm saying.
He is the key.
He's the key.
He needs to take the key back.
Yeah,
that's what needs to happen.
I think we can take the key back, but you're going to have to. I mean, you have created this situation, Not Lisa, whether you like it or not. You've been part of the creation of this situation. So you need to try to at least be respectful with one another. And maybe that's the way to do it. I don't want to fully believe that this person, like, they live to make your life miserable. And people always say that. And it's just, there's billions of people in this world. You can find somebody that looks exactly like that person that wronged you and go be with that person.
Have a family sit down.
The powwow.
The powwow.
Always with the powwow. Lisa, keep us posted on the whole deal. But it's you're going to have to. It's tough.
Yeah.
She's the other woman. She is.
Well, now she's the woman.
But I don't think I don't think now Lisa's feeling it. I don't think she's feeling that. She's still on.
Just take the key.
The ex-wife.
Just take the key back.
I don't know, man. I almost feel like the ex-wife had a completely different story to tell about this whole situation and how she got cheated on. And then this woman is there trying to.
There's definitely more to the story that he's not sharing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck on the key. I'm stuck on the key.
This is why in
but
my
he
next
is the key.
My next
you
life,
talk to him.
Gay and single. I'm doing both of those.
Gay and single. Okay.
No more relationships, and I'm going to be fabulous while I do it. Forget it. Antoine, she's a bully. She's a bully.
She's terrible. That's a strong word.
She's bullying your lovely penmanship.
The K92 Morning Thang's $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Antoine has handed me the caller sheet.
Yes.
Lovely
says
numbers.
Jessica and Bedford on it. And then we have five lines. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. List them all there.
Yep.
And it's lovely penmanship.
Thank you, Zach.
And Monica's mocking.
He really takes his time to finish out, you know, fill out the test. To finish, he was one of those people who turned it in last because he had to really press down hard with his pencil.
This coming from the person who never spells anybody's name right and makes me sound dumb. I'm just
Monica writes like somebody's shaking the table the entire time she's writing.
Mm-hmm. I'm an aggressive writer.
And she's also holding like a Slim Jim at the same time as her pen. Good morning, Jessica in Bedford.
Hi.
Jessica, have you been following what I can correctly call a saga here in the pop quiz?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please put a stop to the saga? I'd like it to end.
I'm going
to
try.
Yeah. I want this to be like Game of Thrones. There's going to be an end. That's it.
There
I don't
go.
Need, this can't be The Walking Dead where it just keeps going forever.
No,
and
she's
going
to do it.
Yeah, she's got
it. She's
going
to do it.
Jessica, you went and got your three free answers, right?
I sure did.
Okay.
I feel it. She's going to do it.
Everybody else, you got your three free answers for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If it has, I don't know.
I think we're ready.
I'm not focused on tomorrow at all. I'm focused on today. We're in the here and now. Let's do this. Jessica, 60 seconds to answer as many of these as you can. You may pass at any time. We will come back if there's time. $10 for every one you get right. Get them all right, okay. Get $1,000. You've been listening along. Have there been days where you would have won $1,000?
Yes, especially yesterday.
Okay. Oh, yesterday.
Purple.
Yeah, purple. Purple. Okay, will people be shouting joy in their cars or will they be shouting some sort of answer? Let's go ahead and do this. The 60 seconds will start when I finish reading the first question. You know the deal. $10, but we want all of them. Let's do $1,000 right now. Good luck. What is the sequel to the movie Finding Nemo?
Finding Dory?
Yes. What is the mascot for Virginia Tech?
Pokey. Yeah. Bird.
Rick, Negan, and Michonne are characters on what TV show?
Walking Dead.
Yes.
Yeah. What is the name of Mark Wahlberg's restaurant franchise?
Wahlberg.
Yes.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Wahlburgers.
Yes. Okay. True or false? TV host Hoda Kotb has four kids.
False.
Yes. Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia are characters from what sci-fi movie franchise?
Star Wars.
Yes.
Simba, Zazu, and Rafiki are characters in what kids movie?
Lion King.
Yes.
Who wrote the 50 Shades novels? Was it J.K. Rowling or E.L. James?
E.L. James.
Yes. Name any actor who has played Batman in a movie in the last 30 years.
Oh my gosh, I'm blank. Hold on. I can see his face.
Hurry, because you have one more. Hurry.
Pass.
Okay, Alex Trebek is a host of what TV game show?
Jeopardy.
Yeah, give me Batman, quick! No.
Come on, no.
Ben Affleck.
After the fact.
So I was right. You had it.
Jessica.
I just said you had it, Jessica.
It was there, Jessica.
Jessica.
I didn't win.
No, Jessica. The time ran out, Jessica.
Oh, my gosh. If only I could just do, if I could make the noise of the beep, 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 I would do it. I would do it just to give you, I wanted you to win it. We wanted you to win it.
It was after the timer.
And you said Affleck. You would have had it. You would have had it. Jessica, how do you feel right now?
I'm very disappointed.
Me too.
We all are. Ben Affleck would have been a correct answer.
Yep.
Would have been.
George Clooney, Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, Christian Bale.
Oh, my God.
Adam West did a TV movie of Batman I would have accepted the answer to.
Yeah.
Just in case you're curious, because it is through the magic of technology, I can tell you, because I've already gone back to check when I started the timer and when Ben Affleck was said as an answer. You get 60 seconds to give me all those answers. Batman, Ben Affleck answer was delivered at 1:04.764. So we are 4.7 seconds past the timer, unfortunately, quiz. Another round tomorrow.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Wendy's, they're bringing it back. They went on Twitter. They said, y'all keep asking, so here's your chance. The people in charge say, if you guys get our tweet out, get it to 2 million likes, they'll bring back the spicy chicken nuggets. Well, Chance the Rapper jumped in on the retweeting. And now Wendy's are bringing back the spicy nuggets.
Oh, Monica's face is going to be on fire.
Yeah, I don't handle spice well. I'm very spice sensitive.
They're good, and Monica is so spice sensitive. I mean, these are spicy. I do air quotes with spicy on those. because I feel like a 7-year-old can eat those and there's no problem. But Monica had them one
day. Make my eyes water, my nose run.
I looked over and it looked like lava was pouring off of her face. It was hilarious.
She said, it's awful spicy.
It was so spicy.
I wonder if I even have that, but yeah, okay. So I guess they did the retweet. Their marketing campaign worked.
They found
one famous
yes.
person, and that was it.
That's all you need. Wendy Williams, her soon-to-be ex-husband, Kevin Hunter, he's seeking spousal support because...
I'm sorry, no.
Wendy was his income.
No.
Yeah?
Wendy was the one paying for his mistress, paying for his car.
Oh, so yes. That's what you argue in court. Your Honor, she was paying for my mistress.
She paid for everything. So now he doesn't know what to do. He needs money from Wendy Williams.
Aww.
Oh, we feel so shy for him.
Maybe he can go serve Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets.
Oh, good. Yeah. And Charlamagne.
It's so strong.
It is so strong. Oh, that's what I feel for him. Oh, my gosh. But yeah, Charlamagne the God, he did jump in on some stuff going on, some blogs, and say, oh, we feel so bad for Kevin Hunter.
Yeah.
Now he can go to Wendy's and eat off the dollar menu.
Yes, he can.
Exactly. Because he gets what he deserves.
Yeah.
Oh, but I got fired from my job for cheating on your boss.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. You get nothing in that situation.
You get nothing, sir.
Good day, sir. Yes. All of those things. I don't have that currently readily available, but you know the rest of it. You get nothing in all of those things.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I give you a headline. I leave out one word. You try to figure out what that word is here in Blow Your Mind. Monica Brooks. Fill in this blank.
Okay.
Florida woman drops purse, accidentally shoots blank. A, her husband. B, her boob. C, her grandma.
I wasn't going husband, I'm going boob. Just because
boob.
Of my story from yesterday, I think it hurt you. Gruesome injuries.
Oh, I know, where the guy dropped the gun and then shot himself. Well, sadly, no, it is the husband.
Oh.
It's always us with the gruesome
yes,
injury.
No matter what happened.
Oh, man.
Poor Vernon.
Vernon?
Yep. Vernon and his wife Lillian were at the grocery store in Florida, of course, and she dropped her purse, fell off the cash register counter. She had a loaded Derringer inside, which is a 2-shot pistol, went off when it hit the floor, shot Vernon right in the shin.
Oh, Vernon.
Ugh.
But he's okay.
He got shot by his own wife.
He couldn't carry the. Did he still have to carry the groceries?
I know, and I don't appreciate this whole the person talking about the whole story about, well, we got to worry about the woman.
But this could have been horrific. She didn't wake up in the morning going, "I'm going to Publix and I'm going to shoot my husband." That's not what occurred, but that's what happened. Hopefully, she'll be okay because she's going to go through as much trauma as her husband. She shot somebody she cared about.
Okay, I'm saying not as much trauma.
No,
Vernon's
no,
like, "I'm over here bleeding."
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I'm bleeding.
Yes, I get it. Emotional anguish. We'd be like, yeah, two of them feel the exact same thing.
He said, go to the frozen section, get some peas.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it on that boo-boo.
While you're over there, can you grab the ice cream?
Sort of like when everybody says, hey, I feel your pain. No, you do not.
Oh,
no,
Vernon.
You do not. Okay, Antoine.
All right.
Here's your question. Elderly couple opens package, finds blank inside. Is it A, 1,000 live cockroaches? B, $20,000 cash?
Ooh.
Or C, meth?
I'm going with the drugs. Meth.
Drug. Mm-hmm. Correct. Yep. Correct. $10 million worth of meth. Couple got a package, showed up. They signed for it.
Oh.
That, I don't know.
Look at all this splendor.
You can't see it from the outside
no,
of a box.
They opened up the box.
It was a box. And at this point, it's way more confusing because you really don't know. We order so many things online. I forget if I'm expecting stuff or not.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You think, all right, well, I don't know.
What we ordered.
Let's open it up. Let's see what we got. And $10 million in meth on the inside. They have arrested the moron who was trying to have meth sent in the mail. So he's
good.
Being taken care of now in that situation.
He didn't try. He obviously succeeded.
Well, he sent it to the wrong location.
$10 million worth of drugs being sent to the wrong address to an elderly couple.
That's
quite incredible to comprehend that someone could be that sloppy.
Sloppy.
With that
sloppy.
Much.
I do love the Australian
product.
Accent. Final one. Here we go. Couple tries to boost their buddy out of jail or bust, whatever. Couple tries to bust their buddy out of jail by blank. A, calling in a bomb threat. B, pretending to be the new detectives. Or C, elephant.
B.
B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tried to get their buddy out of jail. They said, hi, we're the new detectives.
Uh-huh.
We're here to talk to whatever his name is. Yeah, that didn't work. So the good news is they've all been reunited.
Yes.
In jail. So
yes.
Congratulations.
They can hang out all the time.
Exactly. K92.
Warp speed.
as we do Warp Speed Edition of the Google Game. Antoine or Monica, your choice to compete for you. At least the first person gets to choose. Hello, Lois.
Good morning.
Lois, would you like Antoine or Monica to try to figure out the top Google search?
Let's go with Antoine, please.
Okay, Lois and Antoine. Good luck, Lois. Antoine, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You will have 15 seconds to give me the number one answer. People are actually searching for this.
Okay.
What sport is the easiest to
play? To play, to learn, to win at, to teach your kid, to buy equipment for, to save money for, to watch on TV, to go to sleep on and take a nap with, to see in person. To go outside to drink at.
No, sorry. It was in the money realm. The easiest to get a scholarship. Get a scholarship.
Oh, yeah.
No, sorry.
But we
sorry,
talked about
Lois.
The parents and stuff and how they're, you know, they invest a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. And they all think they're getting a scholarship. I got news for you. You're not. Okay? There might be like one or two of y'all. You'll be lucky. But for the most part, none of us are getting scholarships to anything. Let's say good morning to Leah. It's you and Monica. Okay, Leah?
Monica, I know you can do this for me.
All right.
Pepping you up,
yes,
getting
like
you
it.
Psyched and ready. Here
pressure.
We go, Monica. Why do babies never
stop crying, whining? Why do babies never go to sleep? Mm-hmm. Why do they never wake up and cry? And why do they never eat? Why do they never, why do babies never... stop fussing. Stop whining. Why do they never... Why do babies never...
Why do babies never blink? They blink, right? Or do they not? I don't know.
And now I'm thinking back to my kids and babies.
Now you
babies.
Have to stare at your baby.
Yeah, they blink.
I don't know.
You don't remember. You don't have an active memory of your child blinking.
Creepy yeah, they blink. I watch baby videos all the time because they're so cute and they make the little, you know, noises and stuff.
And they're further away. They're not in your house. Like, you don't have to change their
cuteness.
Diapers.
But yeah, they blink.
I don't know.
It's a weird one.
Brittany, who would you like to team up with?
Antoine, please.
Okay. Brittany and Antoine. Antoine, please, for the love of God, give us the number one answer to this. Is it possible to drive to?
Alaska, to North Pole, South Pole.
Oh, I got it. Alaska. There it is. Congratulations.
Yes. I got you, Brittany.
And you do want to... Have you been to Alaska?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I would go. By plane.
Can you drive to Alaska?
Yes, of course you can. Have you ever looked at a map before? See how there's land that goes all the way there?
But I feel like since people are Googling it, there must be some hurdle that I don't know about.
Yes, people and their knowledge of stuff.
Is Alaska on your list of places to visit?
It's not. I would go, but it's not on my list.
Yeah.
Anchorage.
No, you're not welcome in Alaska, so there. I don't know. I should point out that the number two search, just to give people no credit whatsoever, was can you drive to Hawaii? Seriously.
Oh.
Yeah.
That question makes a little bit... No, it's also a dumb question.
What a long bridge. That is a very long bridge with nowhere for Monica to go pee. That's a very long time.
Oh, my gosh. How many stops?
Oh, we got to go back to San Francisco. I got to pee. Forget it. Congratulations, Brittany. Here you go. Yeah. No matter what you do today, do not use Miss Monica's deodorant. Do not. Don't touch her deodorant.
Yes.
She's very mad at you.
I don't think a lot of people like to share their deodorant.
I don't consider it a shareable thing.
No. But Ava, she picked up my deodorant. Of course, she's younger. She's 12, 11.
Germs are germs, man.
Yes, but I'm like, you have your own deodorant. She's like, oh.
What if she wiped off the top after she used it? Like, just gave it.
Well, I did wipe off the top.
Oh, you wiped before you used it.
Did you look at her while you did it and went, oh, you're gross.
But it's my deodorant. You know, I don't know. I'm just kind of picky about stuff like that.
Did she use it after she bathed?
Yes.
And you still wiped off the...
But still, she used it again in the morning. And I'm like, okay, well, it's my deodorant, though.
Yeah.
Seems excessive.
And she won't use her
own. She's clean, but it's just still. It's just like my deodorant.
You wear her clothes. She can't use your deodorant.
She wears mine.
Does she wipe her clothes off after you wear them?
She should.
She probably does.
Get that evil off.
She should do that too. I think your daughter should pick up this deodorant and wipe it off and look at you first and go, ugh.
It's funny though, because she has reached that age now where I'm like, oh, I'm missing a sock. And I'm like, well, I like Ava's socks. We wear almost the same size shoes. So she was like, are you taking my socks? But I'm like, did you take my shirt?
But she can't use your deodorant. You're selfish.
Ah.
I think you're also delusional that you fit into half these clothes. I think Monica's walking around, yeah, we wear the same size.
Shut your mouth.
Me and my daughter.
But Antoine was witness to Ava. We went to a career day.
Yep.
And Ava had on my pants.
She did. She had on her pants that day.
And granted, they are a little tighter on mommy.
Yeah.
But.
Get it back. And another.
Yeah.
Oh, I do love that, though, when you get to those, you see those situations where a mother and a daughter are walking around, and you can tell, I mean, God love her, and this is, they look great, I'm sure, but they start fishing for it. They go, didn't you think we were daughter, you know, brother, sisters?
Oh,
you know, they do that one.
Yeah.
It's a mother and a
sisters
daughter.
Sisters instead
like,
of
no,
I bet you thought we were sisters instead of mother-daughter. I mean, how do you answer that question?
Didn't cross my mind at all. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a thought
has
that popped in my head.
Has someone said that to you before? Because, I mean, I've seen mother-daughters where I was like, looking at them from a distance and looking at closely.
Sure.
I'm like, they could be.
Oh, simply. There's websites you can play that game, but then there are the people that go out of their way to say, I am always confused for my daughter's sister. And
that's what I hear. Nobody's ever asked me,
but
they've said that they've been confused for the sister.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, Antoine, I can tell you the correct answer if ever asked in this situation. You say, huh? Who said that? I'm blind. Okay? That's the correct answer. And then they say, no, I'm over here. You say, what? I'm deaf. And then you just run.
And you just run away.
You run as fast as you can.
K92, all the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thing.
Well, Charlize Theron taking a bunch of drugs on a movie set.
What?
She admits it, actually. So we get into that. Brand new birthday scam tomorrow. Calling. She works at a flower shop.
Uh-huh.
So I'm calling because I need to send some flowers to my lady.
Yep.
I'm very emotional because she's been doing some things, and I'm trying to come up with a love poem. So it's the luscious love poem tomorrow.
Okay, so maybe it sounds like you have a lot of feelings.
I do.
Maybe you need to deal with
a lot of them. Yes.
Yeah, and maybe you need to think about that this person isn't the person you want to give your heart to.
Oh, you think so? Tomorrow, 7:15, 8:15, and 9:15, the brand new birthday scam, Luscious Love Poem. Charlize Theron, she's in some movie with Seth Rogen. They hook up or something.
Okay.
And I guess there is a scene in the movie where they take Molly, ecstasy, whatever.
What's the trick to acting like you're high on Molly?
I think every responsible actor does some research.
Listen, it's only fair if you're asking people to go and spend whatever it is these days to go see a movie.
Yeah, movie tickets are expensive.
We did it for you.
Exactly, yes.
Just so you all know. And you're welcome.
You're welcome, yes. And we did not want to.
Well.
It doesn't surprise
me,
though.
She just reached in her purse like, oh, we just did it for you.
Yeah. I find it interesting that she has no idea how much a movie costs. Did you notice that?
Oh, I didn't.
She said movies cost whatever they cost.
Yeah. No clue.
No clue whatsoever. Let's see what else. Oh, Marshmello, not the sugary
the
dessert
DJ?
Thing. Marshmello, the DJ. I think he's going to lose this case. He's getting sued.
For what?
There is another DJ named Artie. So Artie is suing Marshmello.
Why?
These are real people, not cartoons. Artie says that Marshmello's song Happier is a total ripoff of some song that he did with One Republic. So here's the Marshmello clip. And then you tell me. Let me just put this in stereo and we'll play direction, play options, stereo. Okay, here it is. Yeah. Okay, here's Artie. That's the same,
it is
yo.
The same.
Yeah, I can hear it. At first, I couldn't, but then I could hear it.
Oh, I hear it.
Artie says 19 of the first 20 notes are exactly the same.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So he's going to win.
Yeah, that seems that way. Really interesting story about Dane Cook, the comedian. I forgot that his brother stole a ton of money from
him. Yes, he did.
Millions of dollars.
How does he get away with that?
His brother was his manager.
Easy.
And his brother was basically creating all these fake accounts and receipts and everything. It was his half brother. And here he was telling the story about it.
I was buying a home in California. So I ended up talking to my brother and saying, I found a new business manager out here. You're going to have a different position in the company. He did not like that because he'd been sending me fake statements for maybe 10 years. And I wrote him a letter on the Friday. I told him, it's going to be all right. And then Monday I woke up and I go, I think my brother stole all my money. And I went down to Bank of America and basically it was like, there's nothing in your corporate accounts.
What? So his brother took everything.
Yep. He went to jail.
Well, good.
5 years though.
That's it?
Well, yeah.
Millions.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was a million. I don't know.
It sounds like all of his money.
It was millions.
It was a lot of money. Let's end on a charming little kid that flips off the news while they're doing a story about the royal baby. And it's just funny because the kid is in the back seat of a car somewhere that's nearby where this woman's doing a report, and she realizes she's getting flipped off by some kid. It's great. So here we go. To little kid flip off.
To one of the most popular members of the royal family. Speaking of bad parenting, how about that little kid that pulled up behind me before? What a little rotter stuck up his little middle finger. There you go. The mean streets of Windsor on the middle of a public holiday bank weekend here in the UK. Wait till I get my hands on him.
Man, Monica, I love your son. He's hilarious.
That little turd.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.